Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest in the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited today, got my friend Dr. Doug Friday with us from Inside Out Lifestyle Solutions. Hey, Doug, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for having me.
So let me just give you a quick little bio. Dr. Doug Friday and Dr. Deborah Fudge are both passionate chiropractors and wellness lifestyle experts. After practicing in Ontario, Canada for 32 years, Doug recently relocated to southern New Hampshire to be with his wife, Deborah. While treating thousands of patients over the years, both doctors have seen the innate ability of the body to heal itself from the inside out when the brain-body connection is optimized through chiropractic care and lifestyle choices. It's exciting to know that by feeding the, endocannabinoid system, the self-healing properties of the body are optimized in health, wellness, and longevity are possible. So, Doug, I want to jump right in because there's some questions I personally have about CBD oil. It seems like as I'm driving across town now, bud, it's for sale everywhere. Yeah. So my question to start is, all CBD oil the same? Is it all of the same quality? How do I know where to buy it?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kevin. I mean, and absolutely it's not. And that's one thing people have to be aware of. And that's one of our, you know, our main goals is to educate the community on how to really, pick or find a good quality CBD product. And that's what we wanted to do. We were hearing from our patients, you know, they were asking questions about CBD. At the beginning, we didn't know very little about it, really. So we researched, and this is going back 2 years, and we researched about it, and we said, we should be offering our patients not only knowledge about this, but why don't we offer them a quality CBD product that, you know, we're confident we know what's in it, what's not in it, and it's a very good product. So that led us on this journey. And unfortunately, with the CBD market, it's like the Wild Wild West. There's all kinds of people jumping on the bandwagon. And unfortunately, some of the product is subpar. So, you know, you want to know, the first thing is you want to know is the product third-party tested? And if the product's third-party tested and you can see the comparative of analysis charts on the product, then you're pretty sure that you're getting quality CBD product. So first thing is our product is all third-party tested. So we know exactly what's in it and not what's in it. And the problem with hemp, the hemp plant, is it's a bioaccumulator. So it sucks everything out of the earth, good and bad. So, you know, if it's not grown organically and it's not grown on an organic farm, then chances are it can be contaminated with pesticides and heavy metals that are in the ground. So, you know, you really have to source out your product. I'm not saying that some products that are, you know, at the corner store aren't good, but, you know, the chances are they may not be. That also leads to pricing, you know. Really, in most cases, you get what you pay for. And our products are priced, at a point where when you compare them to subpar products, you're going to see that the subpar product is a lot cheaper. Well, there's a reason for that. So it's kind of like buyer beware out there, but that's what our goal is to, again, to educate the community about how to pick a CBD and then actually to offer them a good quality CBD.
Makes perfect sense. So my follow-up question to that is, you know, as you're reading news you know, there's been a lot of news about CBD oil and the number of issues it can assist with. But is there just one CBD oil that kind of helps you with everything? Or are there different types of CBD oils you have to take for your various issues that you may be experiencing? How does that all work?
Yeah. Okay, that's another great question, Kevin. Really, we have two types of CBD. We have a full spectrum CBD and then an isolate CBD. And I'll describe what those both are. And the other thing is some people are making products that have other herbs, other things within the CBD to pinpoint a specific problem. So, for instance, you might have CBD for insomnia that would also have valerian root and, you know, some other things that calm the system and help with sleep, possibly melatonin or something like that in there. You know, my opinion on that is it's kind of overkill because CBD in itself, the way it works in the body, it causes all the systems in the body to work better. And that's why you can get such a broad spectrum of results with it on so many different things is because it's actually working on what we call, and what you had a hard time saying was the endocannabinoid system, which the endocannabinoid system governs all the other systems in the body. So your nervous system, your cardiovascular system, your skin, your digestive system, your hormonal system. And that's, again, how you get such a broad spectrum of results with it. Now, going back to the initial question on CBD full spectrum, that is the CBD, the entire plant, whereas an isolate, they take out all the CBD. They would take out everything else and leave only the CBD in the product. So an isolate is 99.9% CBD. A full spectrum is CBD plus other CBDs, because there is other CBDs, or CBDN, CBDG, etc. Plus there's terpenes within the plant, the oils of the plant, and other materials of the plant to make the full spectrum. Now there's some authorities that believe the full spectrum is you get a better therapeutic result with it because you're what they call the entourage effect. You're getting all these components of the hemp plant working together for the best result. There's others that feel that 99.9% of the CBD is the way to go. We would recommend anybody that was getting a drug test for work purposes or any other purpose to consume the isolate, which only has 99.9% CBD, no THC in it. Our full spectrum product has 0.3% THC in it, which may lead to another question. I was just going to say it may lead to another question, Kevin, on, you know, will any of this make you high? And it absolutely will not make you high.
That was the next
question,
what actually, because
yeah,
I find a lot of people get confused when you say hemp. They think, oh, you know, my God, you know, I'm going to get high if I take that. Not the case, right?
Yes. Not the case at all. You know, hemp to be legal has to have 0.3% THC only in it. Where marijuana, the average marijuana is about 18-20% THC, and that's what, you know, people consume to get the psychoactive or the high from.
Now, do people question you, Doug, is this legal? Where people think of marijuana, you know, in different states isn't legal. So is there any concern about buying this product and having it in your possession?
And that's another good question, and that's a real gray area. I mean, federally, CBD from hemp is legal in all 50 states. Now, it depends on the state you're in. Some states it's legal, some states it's not. So it's a real gray area. So I guess we leave that up to the buyer to try and, you know, figure that out state by state. But, you know, that's about the best I can do with that question. I think you're going to see across the board, across the state, it is going to become legal. But right now, it depends on the state you're in. Federally, yes, it's legal. State by state's another story.
So now, how much CBD oil should someone take? Does it depend on your symptoms? How do you know what to do?
Yeah, and that's another great question. That's a hard question to answer because it's very hard with dosing specifically for a specific problem because everybody's different. Everybody's endocannabinoid system is different. It's like your fingerprint. That's how different it is. So a minute amount that might help one person with, say, insomnia, it might take double or triple that to help another person with insomnia. So unfortunately, it's really an experimental thing where you have to, you know, some rule of thumb is start out slow and titrate up, increase to where you get your affected therapeutic result, and then stay at that. And then maybe, you know, and maybe try to titrate back or go back a little bit until, you know, you find what is the minimal amount that gives you the most, you know, kind of bang for your buck, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah,
so
no, absolutely.
A hard question. Yeah.
Now, what if I don't like the taste of the oil? Are there capsules that I can take instead?
Yeah, there's capsules that we have. We have right now, we have an isolate capsule, so that's the 99.9% pure CBD. We are going to be bringing on a full spectrum oil capsule or oil gel cap. They are out there. People can get those. So yeah, if you don't like the taste of the oil, you can definitely take it in a capsule or a gel cap. In the oil, we do have a peppermint flavor that is not too bad as far as taste goes. And the natural isn't that bad either. There are all kinds of different flavors out there other companies have, you know. But really, it's like taking, in my opinion, you know, tasting olive oil. It's an earthy kind of a taste, unless you have an issue with the actual oil consistency, then you might want to take a capsule. But we recommend the oil because it gets absorbed much better in your mouth if you take it sublingually under your tongue and let it sit there for 30 to 60 seconds. It goes right into your bloodstream. It bypasses your digestive system and your liver. So it's a more effective way to get the CBD into your body.
So now, Doug, should we be concerned about any side effects?
Yes and no. I'll give you a little story about myself. I mean, I take CBD on a regular basis. I was taking the oil, and I was taking it at night to help me with sleep, and then in the morning to help me with focus. And what I was finding is that halfway through the morning into the afternoon, I was, you know, feeling very tired, and I would have to actually take a nap. So I wondered if it had something to do with the CBD. So I asked a good friend of mine who's a medical doctor and an authority on CBD, and he said, I bet you have an issue. You have a sensitivity to THC. Even though there's only 0.3% THC in there, he said, I bet you're having an issue with that. He said, so the THC helps you at night to sleep, but in the morning, you know, it's making you tired feeling. So he said, try the isolate that has no THC in it. And I did that, and bingo, you know, it fixed the problem. I was more focused. I didn't have the tired feeling at all. So those are the kind of things that you have to look at. You have to be very, you know, you have to try and figure these things out because it's not so cut and dry.
So, Doug, got about 10 seconds left. How can people reach out to you? How can they learn more?
They can go to www.insideoutsolutions, and that's solutions spelled solutions.com, or they can email us at info@insideoutsolutions.com, or they can call me directly at 603-401-7010.
Doug, really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to call on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
No problem, Kev. Appreciate it.
Have a great day. Bye now.
You too. Have a